want to speak today about the Inyan, which has got to do with the Beis HaMikdash, the Avoid of the Beis HaMikdash, which is Nageya for us. And the Shala is why we are not doing it. And that is, should we be washing our feet every morning before davening? We wash Nagel Vasa every morning, but we don't wash our feet. The Shala is, why not? And Efsha, we should be washing our feet. So every morning when we wake up, as we all know, we wash Nagel Vasa. Why do we wash Nagel Vasa? Two reasons are brought down in the Rishonim. The Rosh with the Rashba. The Rosh says, because Yadayim Askuni Yoseim, a person's hands are Askuni Yos, they travel all over the place. And perhaps during the night, whilst you were asleep, you touched Makoimus HaMechisim, you scratched yourself, therefore your hands are not clean. So you need to wash your hands. According to the Rosh, then if you're wearing gloves the whole night, L'chayre, you don't need to wash Nagel Vasa. There's no Chashash L'chayre. But there's a second reason, the Rashba. And that's what I want to speak about today. The Rashba says the reason why we wash Nagel Vasa is nothing to do with Yodayim Askun Yosei. V'ani loy matzusi b'shim mokoyim dova bore sheyitztarachudem little Yudov Shachris Bekeli. I have not found, says the Rashba, anywhere written a clear explanation why we need to wash our hands with a keli. According to the reason of the Rosh, Freik the Rashba is good enough, just put your hands on the tap. I don't need a keli three times. Why are we doing it with a keli? Ve'im ishim tfile v'krishma dai oy berechitza oy benikoyen ofa v'tzeroiros. You don't need to wash your hands three times with a keli. So why are we washing our hands? Lefichach, says the Rashba, the reason is as follows. Because when a person wakes up, he becomes a beria chadusha. You're starting a new day, and you're going to serve Hashem. Elefichach uni tzricham eskadish b'kidishusoy v'litol yudeini min hakeli. Kakoyin shemekadosh yudov min hakiyoy koidem avoidusoy. The kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash, before they did the avoida, they had to wash their hands from the kiyoy, which was a keli. Zuk the Rashba gevaldig yasod, when a yid wakes up in the morning and he's going to daven, he is like a kohen who's going to do the avoida in the Beis HaMikdash. And if the kohen did the avoida in the Beis HaMikdash, and he had to wash his hands, so we also have to wash our hands. Minakeli, like the Kohenim, did the Avoida in the Beis HaMikdash, washed hands from the Kiyoy. This is the Rashba. Now, Parshas Kiyoy is written in Parshas Kisiso, where the Torah tells us, V'rochasi aroin ivunov mimeni, es yedehem ve'es raglehem, bevoyim el oil moyim. The Kohenim had to wash from the Kiyoy, but not just merely their hands, they had to wash their feet. So if the Rashba is saying the reason why we have to wash Nagel Vasa from a keli is because we are like the Kohenim who did the Avoida, so then surely we're only doing Halba Masas. We should really be washing our hands from a keli, and also our feet from a keli. If you look in the Levish quotes this Yisod, and he says the reason why we wash our hands Nagel Vasa, k'moy shematzini bekoyin ha'oived b'migdash ha'yisurach letahe lekadosh yudov v'raglov b'mayim min hakiyoy koydim havoida. Lefichach, tzrichim unilis kadosh b'kedishusoy little yodeini min hakeli k'koyin yudov ha'mekadosh yudov v'chol yoyim min hakiyoy koydim havoidusoy v'shirisoy. The Rashba doesn't mention at all about washing your feet. The Levish says, yeah, we're like the Kohenim. Shoyitzruch letar kadosh yudov v'raglov b'mayim min hakiyoy. But then the Levish carries on and says, and that's why we have to wash our hands. But he also omits washing your feet. We need to understand why we are not washing our feet. The Ramban in Parshas Kisisa on the Parsha of the Kiyoy writes as follows: V'roch si'ar nivunov, horechitza hazi derech kovoid shelamala. The reason why the Torah said the Kohenim had to wash their hands and their feet was derech kovod. Val derech emes. Al pi derech emes, which means al pi kabula, and today is hey of. It's the yutzat of that rizal. Zug der Rambam. Ba'avi heyois roish ha'udam v'soifoi hayadayim v'raglayim. The tallest, the highest part of a person, and the lowest part of the person, are his hands and his feet. Roish ha'udam v'soifoi hayadayim v'raglayim. Since when is your hands the highest part? Says the Rambam. Ki hayadayim l'mala mikol gifoi b'hagviyoi oisam. When you lift up your hands, your hands now become the highest part. V'haraglayim is lamata. And the rest of your body is in between your hands and your feet. Kol gifoy b'neim. Lefichach nitztavi mashar se elyoy. L'irchoyz hayadayim v'haraglayim. V'harachit azoyz l'kedisha. Emen ha'inyan azeh tikni rabiseini netilas yadayim l'tfila. She yiskaven lozeh. Very important word, says Ramban. When you wash negel vaser in the morning, what should you be thinking? Says the Ramban, this is what you should be thinking. That the Kohenim wash their hands and their feet, because the hands is the highest part, and the feet are the lowest part, and the body is the rest in between. And that is the tzira of a person, says Ramban. Heim betzir se'udam, remez le'esa sfir shi kol gifoy b'nei. So this is what a person should be thinking. It's interesting to note that the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Aleph in Sif Tes writes, Toiv loima Parshas Hakiyoy. It's a good thing to say Parshas Hakiyoy every day. And the Shulchan Aruch is a chiddush, because the Parshas HaKabunas, which we say every day, Parshas HaTomed, Parshas Chatos, these are all karbonos. Kiyoy is not a carbon. Kia is the heksha avoider, is the hachuna to do the avoider. So we don't say Parshas Big Day HaKoyhanim. We don't say Parshas Binyan HaMizbeach. The Malbin in the Sefer Ezechaim speaks about it. But we should say Parshas HaKiyoy. Why are we saying Parshas HaKiyoy? We're only saying the Parshas HaKabunas. According to the Ramban, I understand very well. Because every single morning we are washing Negel Vaser. And the reason why we are washing Negel Vaser is because we are supposed to be compared to the Koyanim doing the Avoida. And you have to be Machaven, the same Kavunas, like the Koyanim did when they washed their hands from the Kiyoy in the Beis Hamikdash. And this is what the Levish writes there in Siman Aleph. Yesh noy hagim oid loy mekoydim parshas hakavunas parshas hakiyoy. Why? Shetikni netilas yadayim b'chol boiker, says the Levish, often aveta. Because we've got to wash negel vaser every morning, therefore tikni loima parshas hakiyoy. That's why we sing parshas hakiyoy. And segeit hazoy vat, as the Betut Shiruv, it's a gedoy laposkim, he got a sefer Eish Lavrum in the Shulchan Aruch, but he wrote another sefer, Tehillah L'David, on Tefillah. Writes the Betut Shiruv in the Sefer Tehillah L'David, Toiv shloi lahafsik bein parshas kiyoy l'chol seder hakabunas v'seder huavoida. It's a gitazach, zog the Betut Shiruv, not to be mafsik between saying parshas hakiyoy and the rest of the parshas hakabunas. We know, strictly speaking, you're allowed to be mafsik only from once you started Psika de Zimra, Boruch She'oma, or even if Shahoidi is doing Indian, or Babi Ikadim from Boruch She'oma, you're not allowed to be mafsik. But beforehand, Parshas HaKabunas, many Eden, they say Parshas HaKabunas at home, and later on they come to Shiloh, they put on towels and tefillin. So, why should you not be mafsik between saying Parshas HaKiyoy and Parshas HaKabunas? Says the Betut Shiruv, because Parshas HaKiyoy was the Kohenim washing his hands for the Avoider. Now, Bizman HaMikdash, if a Kohen washed his hands from the Kiyoy, and afterwards he needed to be excused, he had to wash his hands a second time. So it was Butel Gavon, the first Rechitza. Zog the Betut Shiruv. Parshas HaKiyoy is where like a Kohen being Meichen himself. So if you are mafsik with other things, that's no good, because you'll have to say it over again. Therefore, don't be mafsik. So this is why we wash negel vaser. Comes now the Sefer, Shas and Shivas, Veshov HaKoyen. So Nagun Reb Raful Katz HaKoyen was one of the Gedolim from about 300 years ago. And he asks this question. If the Rashba says the reason why we are washing Nagel Vassel is because we're like a Koyen who has to do the void and he had to wash his hands from an Akiel, Frekta Reb Raful HaKoyen. So why are we not washing our feet as well? Oh, but the Koyenim had to wash their feet. Like it's written in the Pusik. It would seem that the Machzus HaShekel was bothered by this question. Because in the beginning of Siman Dalet, writes the Machzus HaShekel, Af Shakoyen, Hoye Tzuruch Lekadosh Gam Raglov, he also had to wash his feet, Mikol Mukoyim, Osihi Rak Ledimion. What that we are washing our hands Nagel Vassel is not because we are literally like Koyanim. It's a dimion. Avol eino shuva b'chol hatzedudim lekiddush. It's not identical. It's not really the same. We see from his words he was bothered by this kasha. And azoy shrap the noidi bihida. Af letama shel Rashba, according to the reason of the Rashba, the Ritzicha b'shachzi lekadosh atzmeini dimya de koyhanim shkitsh b'kiyoy mikal mukim zog denoy de behida loy tzurich liyoyz dimya de kiddush hakoyhanim mamish v'hi rak zeicha ledove. It's just a zeicha v'horaya the Rashba lehizke lekoyin shukadosh yodav v'nekiyoy v'lehizke kal reglaim. I prove it to you, because the Rashba is the one who says we wash our hands to be doim in the koyin, but even so the Rashba only mentions the hands, he doesn't mention anything about the feet. So it's only a dimyan ba'alma. But we need to ask ourselves, so if it's only a dimyan ba'alma, and the Rashba says we have to wash because we are doima to the kohenim, we have to ask, but why are we washing Nagel Vassel? The reason why the kohenim had to wash their hands min hakiyoy was because they did the avoida with their hands. So since they did that avoid with the hands, whether it should be shchita, whether it should be hoylucha, whether it should be zarika, they were using their hands. So before they did the avoida, they had to wash their hands because they're going to use their hands for the avoida. We are not using our hands. We don't need our hands whilst we are davening. You'd like to talk with the hands, but we don't need to use our hands whilst we are davening. You need to use your mouth, you need to use your head, and you need to use your heart. We don't need to use our hands. So if so, we stamazoi need to understand. The Rashba says we need to wash our hands like the koinim. We're bechlal nish doima to the koinim. So the emes is, as we do need to use our hands when we're davening. You're supposed to be using your hands when you daven. Writes the Charedim in Perek Tezayin that when a Yid davens, he's supposed to lift up his hands to the Rabbeinu Shloilem. Kedashkechom betfilas Avrom Avini, like we find Avrom Avini, harimoisi es yudi el Hashem. Another pusik of the Charedim. Steht bei Moshe Rabbeini, wo hoye kashe yure Moshe yudoi ve gova Yisruel. When Shloima HaMelech davened by the Chanikas Beis HaMikdash, ve yamoid Shloima lifnei Mizbech Hashem, neged kol kal Yisrael, ve yifrois kapov HaShamoyim. He lifted up his hands to Shamayim. Writes the Shlua Kudish, bezoi HaMashma, Shemale gedoylehi lehurim yudov b'shas atfila. You should be lifting up your hands. Ki esa etzvois neged esa sefirois. And with this again, we come back now to the opening words of the Ramban. The Ramban said, why do the koyanim have to wash their hands? Ramban doesn't say because they were using their hands to do that avoida. Says the Ramban, al derech ha'emes, because the hands are the highest part of your body when you lift them up. Bit strange. So don't, but if you lift them up, you don't normally lift them up. Most people are not lifting their hands up. So That should be the reason why the kohenim had to wash their hands from the kid. Because if you lift your hands up, the highest part of your body. The answer is yes. You're supposed to be lifting your hands up. Harimoisi yudi el Hashem, hoy kashi yur moishes yudoi. The normal thing is to lift up your hands. Says the Rambam. That's why we wash your hands. The highest part of your body is your hands. The lowest part is your feet. If so, I understand very well. But when Yid wakes up in the morning, he should be using his hands to daven. And since he should be using his hands to daven, so he's like the Kohenim, and therefore you need to wash your hands. The question is, so why do we not today lift up our hands? We don't see people today normally lifting up his hands. The word tzaddikim, a few yechidei skila, who did lift up their hands, but one doesn't normally see it. Writes the Aderes, the Grois HaGedolim, 100 years ago, in his Sefer Tfilas David, Lefi Hanira, it would appear, as Hoy Se'ika Bechas Natilas Yadayim Letfila, Keshahoyim Mispalim Bagvos Hayadayim Lamala. A gewaltige Chiddush. He says, the Ike Chiv, why is there a mitzvah of Negel Vasav Natilas Yadayim? Now we understand, it's when you lift up your hands, because we were lifting up our hands, therefore we need to wash our hands. Val zenema se'iyadeichem koidish. You lift up the hands, koidish. You have to be mekadish your hands. Avaloy lemin hogeini. But not according to what we are doing. Demain netil yadayim netfila. But us, there's no connection. Netila means taka, to lift up. Is bi'anatle means to lift up. Haloi ein uni oisim bi'adayim klim. And the question is why. So says the Aderes, and this is quoted by Rabbi Kiva Eger in his Agus Shulchan Aruch and Simon Peites, quotes in the name of the Be'er Sheva from the early Achroinim, Ma she'ein uni mispalim be'prisis kapayim k'moyshe motzini be'mikra kama pa'omim iva zoya kudish iva pikadir b'leza. That nowadays we are not davening, lifting up our hands, like we should be doing, as is evident from Chazal in Zoya, and in Pekah d'Rebbelezer, and in from the Psikim. Haini da'achshav ho'imus oisim kein. Because nowadays the Goyim, they are doing that. They have copied us, and they like to lift up their hands, pretending as if they are, I don't know what. And therefore, k'moy sh'omri Chazal puzit le'isukim l'chum matzeva she'sunei Hashem. Don't do something which the Goyim have taken on. So because of that, we have stopped lifting up our hands. So what emerges is that the reason why we need to wash our hands, strictly speaking, is because you're supposed to be using your hands by davening. So since you're using your hands, you're lifting them up. And like the Ramban says, that's the highest part. Now we need to wash our hands. Netil is a lushan ve'natlem, to lift up your hands. If so, we understand very well now why we don't need to wash our feet. Because you only need to wash something which is being used for davening. The hands were supposed to be used. Therefore, we need to wash them. Our feet, we're not using our feet. In the Beis HaMikdash, the Kohenim didn't do the avoider with their feet, but because they had to go barefoot, and there was a halucha, there wasn't allowed to be a hefzik between their feet and the ritzvah of the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, they had to be mekadosh their hands as well, but their feet as well. But we are not using our feet. And since we're not using our feet, mehechateisa, we need to wash them. And even the hands, be'etzim, we shouldn't really need to wash them if we're not lifting them up. And as Oshrab, the Noidi B'Yehida, Af L'Tama Shel HaRashba, even according to the reasoning of the Rashba, that we are washing our hands, not because you die maskunyas, but because we're like a koyin. The Tila Shachit is smachlis kadosh mikdash a koyin shemakadosh yudu mikhiya, loy tzurech lekadosh gam haraglaim. Says the Noid Vida, why not? Da ein uni ledamas le koyin le inyan rechitz le grime. We don't have to compare ourselves to the koyin when it comes to washing the feet. The dafke koyin shoy tzurech lasas avoid the yachav. Dafka, the koyin had to do the avoider barefoot. Mibli luchitz, there was no chatzitz between his feet and the ritzvah. Tzurich kiddush raglov. Aval anan sheloiv shem butei raglayim. But we wear shoes, ein chilek bein raglayim l'shar hagif. Therefore, there's no different. And therefore, there's no reason to rush them whatsoever. Then carries on the Noid Behida, and he says as follows. And even according to the Rambam, that means as follows. Although we explained, L'chorah, why we don't need to wash our feet. However, the Rambam, in the fourth parak of Hilchos Tefillah, writes very clearly, you do need to wash your feet. Writes the Rambam as follows. Shachris roichetz punav yudav veraglov v'achakach yispalel. Writes the Rambam, you have to wash your punav, your face.
Which thing did the can use their feet?
In the Beis Hamikdash.
What did they use their feet?
No, they didn't use their feet. They had to walk barefoot, and there wasn't allowed to be a hefsek between their feet and the ground of the Beis Hamikdash. So therefore, because of that, they didn't use their feet to the avodah, but there was a halachas which applied to their feet. So because of that, they had to wash their feet. But we're not using our feet at all. But the Rambam writes very clearly, you do have to wash your feet, a beferish Rambam. Says the Noid Yehida, even the Rambam writes it, the Rambam is speaking about only if b'medinas asha einam loifshim butei raglas. Only in those countries where they do not wear shoes. But if you wear, where they do not wear shoes. If you wear shoes, like we do, you don't have to wash your feet. So therefore, what comes out is as follows now. If you are living in a place where one walks around without shoes, barefoot, l'chorah, you do have to wash your feet. That's what comes out, Shittas HaRambam. So the Shala is, if we look in Shulchan Aruch, there's no mention at all about washing your feet. It's not mentioned. And Segrosa Pela. If you're living in one of those hot countries, in front, hundreds of years ago, perhaps people did walk around barefoot. So why is the Shulchan Aruch not mentioning you don't have to wash your feet unless you live in a country where you walk around barefoot? All right, you do have to wash your feet unless you live in a place where you wear shoes. And it might be interesting to note, you see, many of our minhogim are being stolen by the goyim. The Muslims, when they pray, they remove their shoes. Where does it come from them to remove their shoes? You see, in the Torah,
because their socks get too smelly.
Okay. Oh, you see in the Torah, Shal nolecho ma'al raglecho. In the Sefer Mishnas Chachomim from the Maharam Chagiz, who was one of the Groyser Gedoilim, Svash Gedoilim, over 300 years ago, writes as follows. Matoy v'manuim minik sheshamati noihagim boi ba'eze kehillus kodesh ma'anshei hamarif shecholzim min oleim. They remove their shoes. Noitlim min oleim b'met pachas v'nechnusim yachayfim v'yoytzim yachayfim at pesach shah beis haknesses. When they come to shul, they remove their shoes and they take the shoes off until they leave the shul. V'yesh dosim oisim leganai. Sama doish leganai. Shekem minak ha yishma'elim. The Yidden have taken this from the Yishma'elim. Zug the Maram Chagiz. V'ani doish oisim leshvach. Ich zug ping fikhet. She yisru lehem ho ima hanifcheres. Shehi kedima lechol ho imois. Im kein kol tiv dova hanimse benayim. Any gitter minig was metref by the goyim. Ein elagun of etzlam meituni. They have stolen it from us. So zuk de maram chagiz ich bim shabayach the minig of those killers kadoisha ma'an she marv who they would remove their feet. So we see remove their shoes. We see there was an accepted minig in Klal Yisrael, Kehillas, where one stood barefoot during davening. So we need to understand. The Rambam says, you have to be roichatz punav yudav raglov. Zug the noide bihida, the Rambam is speaking about in places where they walked around barefoot. But there was such a minig. That was the normal, accepted, correct minig to do in various Kehillas. How could it be that the Shulchan Aruch totally omits it, doesn't tell us yes, and it doesn't tell us no? So what does the Shulchan Aruch hold about it? And it's interesting to note, if we look in the Mugen Avraham, in Siman Dalet, although the Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention it, but the Mugen Avraham does bring the Rambam. Omrin and Begamura, Roichat Udom, Punav, Yudav, Raglav, Bechol, Yoim, Meshim, Kvoid, Koinoi. Kein Kusev, Harambam, Pegdal, Milchas Villa, Vechain Kusev, Bagus, Mein. The Mugen Avraham does quote it. Shulchan Aruch leaves it out, Mugen Avraham quotes it. And Shulchan Aruch Harav quotes it as well. Roichat Udom, Punav, Veraglov, Bechol, Yoim, Beshil, Kvoid, Koinoi. So the Shulchan Aruch Harav does bring it. The Mishnah Brira. Yeah, I know. Actually, I missed out, I don't remember. But Raglav, that's the important one we're focusing on now. Could be because the Shulchan Aruch already spoken about Yudav earlier. If he missed that, I don't remember. If she did miss out, that is because the whole simon he was speaking about washing Negelvasa, so he didn't have to emphasize, he just wanted to add on. Also, besides Yudav, is Roichat Punav Raglav. I don't know, we'll have to check up to the very end, the last Sif Chof Aleph. The Mishnah Brira and Siman Dalet also mentions that you have to wash your feet, but then he says, but the Prima Gudim writes, in places where you don't go barefoot, you don't have to. So what emerges is, in Shulchan Aruch, we have no Zeicha. The Mishnah Brira writes, Mishnah Prima Gudim, you don't have to, because we don't go barefoot. But the Mugen Avraham and the Shulchan Aruch Harav do write very clearly that you should be washing your feet. So the question is, why does the Shulchan Aruch omit it? So it occurred to me as follows. If we look in the Torah, in Siman Tzadik Ches, that's where the Torah tells us a lot of halachos that we have to do because tefillah has to be doima to akruvus korban. Hatefillah hi b'mukim hakorban. Dichsev neshal mepurim sefuseini. V'lachein tzurach lizor shetei digmas hakorban. We have to be careful that our tefillah is similar to the halachos of a korban. What does that mean? Bekavuna, first of all, to have kavuna. Don't have bad kavuna. K'moy machshuva shepoiselas bekodshim. If you have a machshuva of chizlas manoi, chizla mekoymoi, your korban is pigel. Can have a person standing in the Beit HaMedrash, but his machshuva is chizlas manoi, chizla mekoymoi. His machshuva is somewhere else. It's not in the Beit HaMedrash. Chizlas manoi, chizla mekoymoi is pigel. One halucha. Another halucha. Me'imid, you have to stand. You ask people, why do you have to stand by Shmoyne Ezra? Most people tell you, because such important filler, Shvi'is Hashem Negdi Summit, COVID for the Shechina, you have to stand. Very nice, but that's not the reason. You want to know why you have to stand? Me'imid dimya da avoida, similar to avoida, dichsiv, lamoid l'shuris. Now comes the next halucha. V'hashvuas horaglayim. You have to put your feet together. Why? K'koyhanim b'shasu avoida. Like the koyhanim. This is a halucha which the Torah quotes. I see from this halucha, we mentioned before that there's no haluchas which pertain to our feet during davening. There's nothing. We don't need to use our feet for davening. Oh, not so fast. I do have halucha. I've got halucha here. You have to stand with your feet together. Why? Like the koyhanim, b'shas hu avoida. So I have a halucha which pertains to feet. Once we've established I've got a halucha, which you got to do with your feet, I've got now a kasha. Oy bezoi, I understand now I need to wash my feet. The whole reason why we said we don't need to wash the feet is because we're not using our feet in davening. But we are using our feet. So this is a Torah in Siman Tzadik Ches. Now, if we look in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Tzadik Hei, that's where the Shulchan Aruch quotes all these haluchas from the Torah. The Shulchan Aruch, most interestingly, when he tells us you have to stand with your feet together, gives a different reason. He doesn't give the reason that the Torah mentions. Yechaven raglov zeh, eitzel zeh bekiven. Writes the Shulchan Aruch, you have to put your feet together. Why? Lehidamois lemeluchim. Because you have to be compared to Maluchim, to the angels. Dichsiv behem v'ragleim regel yeshura. Kaloyme ragleim nirim keregel echol. Most unusual. He's quoting this halucha, but he's giving us a different reason. That's not the reason the Torah said. The Torah said the reason is because we have to be like the koyhanim. Says the Shulchan Aruch, you have to put your feet together because we have to be like the Maluchim. Now, if you look in the Beis Yosef, you'll see at the Beis Yosef Shtelzach of the Torah. He's got a problem with the Torah. That the Torah said, you have to be like the Kohanim. Fragt the Beis Yosef, that the Torah himself quotes the Yeshalmi, and the Yeshalmi brings both reasons. And the Yeshalmi is not Machriya, which of the two it is. So why did the Torah decide on his own accord, the reason why we have to stand with our feet together is to be like the Kohanim? Steht in Yeshalmi, Zer sha'oim b'defila, tzuruch la'ashis raglov, Reb Levi, Reb Simon, chadome ke'malachei yashuras, v'chadome ke'koyhanim, sha'hoya koyhanim, hoichem eikel b'tzad goydel, kider agleim shuvim zeh etzel zeh. So Freik the Beis Yosef, why did the Torah decide on his own accord which of the two reasons it is? Mashme dvorov, shisoy v'kamandom ke'koyhanim, dosusim on kavusei. However, I see from the Shulchan Aruch that for some reason he has decided not like the Torah. That the Ikke isn't because we're supposed to be like the Kohanim. The Ikke is that we are supposed to be like the Maluchim. So, oy bezoy, now we understand the words of the Noid Behida. The Noid Behida said the reason why we don't need to wash our feet is Loit Tzurich Lekadosh Gam Haraglaim Da'ein Luni Ledamis Lekoihein Le'inyan Rechitzes Raglaim. We don't need to compare ourselves to the Kohanim when we are speaking about washing feet. Why not? The answer is because in Shulchan Aruch, when the Shulchan Aruch says you have to stand with your feet together, he purposely says not like the Kohanim, like the Maluchim. So, oy bezoy, we see clearly from the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch that the Shulchan Aruch says we don't have to be like the Kohanim when it comes to feet together. It's interesting to note that the Kaf HaChaim in Simen Hay, Simen Dalad, I'm sorry, says in Santazach that the reason why we're not washing our feet, we know the reason why we wash our hands is because there's a timah on the hands and we need to wash Negelvasa to remove that timah. This timah isn't like the Rosh says, that Yadayim Askunis, perhaps we've touched somewhere. This is a Rochnis Dikah timah. If it's a Rochnis Dikah timah, so if there's a timah, why don't we have to wash our feet as well? Just wash away the timah. Why is it only on the hands? Zugdar Kaf HaChaim, he brings it from one of the earlier Kabbalas for him, that we are not able to remove the timah from the feet. The reason why we don't wash our feet is because it doesn't help to wash the feet. We cannot remove the timah. Only when it comes Erev Shabbos, then there's a special mitzvah of a person being Roichatz, Punav Yuda Veraglev Lekovit Shabbos, then we are able to wash away even that timah Lekovit Shabbos. As I bring the Kaf HaChaim. When a person goes to mikveh in the morning, so besides all the other inyunim, which he's doing, what he's doing is, he's also being yoitze the shittas harambam, because you're being roichetz, punov, yudov, raglov. So that's an extra mala in a hiddah, which a person is chapping around when he goes to mikveh. I want to finish off with just one masa, a gewaldige masa. As we mentioned, today is the yutzat of the Arizal. And this is a masa which brings out the koyach of a yid, how our avoider can be mamish like the avoider of Akruvus HaKarbunas Bezman HaMikdash. And this story is written in the Sefer Mishnas Chachomim, which we mentioned before, from the Maharam Chagiz, who lived over 300 years ago, from the Gedoy Lehador. And he writes the following story. In the time of the Arizal, that was the same time Be'erich as the Spanish Inquisition, a yid came to Tzfas, who had run away from Spain. This was a yid who'd grown up in Spain and had never been able to go to a cheder, to a yeshiva, Talmud Torah, not learned anything. And he'd run away from Spain and he came to Eretz Yisrael. And he came to and settled in Tzfas. And he came into one of the local Bute Midrushim. And the roof, whoever was giving a shia about the halachos of Lechem Hapunim, a korban, the Beis HaMikdash, Lechem Hapunim. And this yid listened to the shir, and he came home very excited. And he told his wife, I went to a shir, and I just found out there's a korban called Lechem Hapunim, which you have to bring to the Rabbi Nishloilem. So his wife said, oh wow, that's amazing. Where do you bring this korban? So the yid said, he saw in the Beis HaMikdash, the holiest part of the Beis HaMikdash, is the Urna Kodesh. That must be where you have to be makriv the lechem upon him. So his wife was very excited, and she said, you know what, we're going to bake an extra challah every week, Erev Shabbos, and you are going to bring the challah as a korban. Seder. She baked the challah, came Erev Shabbos, the husband went Erev Shabbos to the shiel, there was no one there, he comes in, he opens the paroichas, he puts down the challah, and he davens Rabbeinu Shem, I'm giving you my korban, this is my lechem aponim, and he went away. Comes the next morning, comes to shiel, he's waiting excitedly for Kriyas HaTorah, see what's happened to his challah, they open the atoreis, they open the paroichas, the challah's not there. The Yid comes home and he says, his wife, the challah is gone. Went up to Shemayim. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam has accepted our korban. So excited, and she's so excited. Next Erev Shabbos, Oida Pan, bakes noch a challah. And this goes on for a few weeks. One day, the Gabba of the Shiel is getting very, very irritated. Who is this fellow who keeps on putting challah in the Urna Kodesh? Can attract mice and insects. He's got to get to the bottom of it. So Thursday morning, it wasn't there. It wasn't there Thursday morning. Come Shabbos morning, there's a challah there. So he decided that Friday, he's going to say in Shtiel, he's going to do some detective work and see if he can spot who is bringing this challah. So he went upstairs, sitting in Ezra's Noshem. Friday afternoon, he hears the door open, he goes over to the mechitza, and he looks down from Ezra's Noshem, and he sees, it's that new asylum seeker who's recently turned up from Spain. I thought it would be him. And he watches how he takes out of his bag this challah, and he puts it into the Urna Kodesh, and he stands there, and he says, a tefillah. The Gabba's caught him red-handed. He comes running downstairs, and he runs over to the Yid and says, Rabbi Yid, excuse me, what do you think you're doing? He said, I'm bringing a korban, lechem aponim. Gab says, what? Lechem aponim? What are you talking about? He said, yeah, I was by a shia a few weeks ago. The roof gave a shia. But there's a korban you have to bring called lechem aponim, and I'm bringing the korban. Says the Gab, you don't know what you're talking about. The roof wasn't speaking about nowadays. The Ruv was speaking about Bisman Shabbos Hamikdash Hoyakayim, but now there's no kabunas. Says the Yid, no, he's speaking about nowadays. And I'll prove it to you. I've been bringing for a few weeks every Erev Shabbos a challah. Now come Shabbos morning, the challah's gone, because my challah's gone up to Shemayim. Boishim took my korban. Said the Gabba, wasn't there a boy in the Shalom? It was me. I come in, and I cleared up Beis Hamikdash, I found your challah, I took it, threw it in the bin. That's where it went. Not up to Shemaim. It went into the bin. He'd heard this. He was very upset. He apologized and he went away. An hour or two later, there was a knock on the door of the Gabba. The Arizalot Geshik the Shliach. He wants to speak with this Yid. This Yid comes running. Heilige Arizal. The Arizal wants to speak to him. The Arizal wants to speak to him. He comes running. The Arizal tells him, there's just gone out a hachruza b'shamayim that you are chayiv misa and you are going to die within the next 24 hours. When the Yid heard, he said, Rebbe, what's up with Ketin? What have I done wrong? Said the Arizal, this is a moy dekelushim for the Arizal. The Arizal said that miyoyim shechur of Beis HaMikdash, the boy in the Shalom hasn't had the Hanur and the Nachas Riach and the Reich Nichoyach from the Karbunas. And this Yid came with his Temimus, with his innocence, and Ed gegeben the Rabbi Nishloilam that Nachas Riach and that Reich Nichoyach that the Rabbi Shalom was missing. And now you have deprived the Rabbi Nishloilam of that Reich Nichoyach. And therefore, you have to go away from the world. V'kachava, and this Gabba died within that 24 hours. And this story is a gewaldige chizik for us. Because when we learn about the halukhas of the karbunas, and we know we're so far removed, what do we understand? What do we know already? But we see when the Yid came to Ran and Shiel, and he washes his hands, and he says, Rabbi Nishloilam, you gave a mitzvah kohenim to wash the hands min akiyoi. I'm washing my hands. This is my avoida which I'm doing. We don't know how chushev our avoda is to the Rabbeinu Shalom. So, Moishel Taka Helfen, Zoychazan, Yerutzen, Shibune Beis Hamigdosh, Bemheire, Vyameini, Vesein Chalkeini, Besoyer Secho, Vesham Navodcha Beyiro, Kimei Oilam, Mechashunin, Kadmoinios, Omen Ken Yerutzen.